Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
You've waited all week, and now the wait is over. It's the only unfiltered media podcast in America. This is Trash Talk on WEEI.com. Here he is, your boy, Blind Mike. Blind Mike.
And I had a way I was going to start the show, and I forgot. Oh, damn it. I remember what it was going to be. I was going to say... welcome back to Trash Talk, where we are taking the stories that you want to hear about and completely ignoring them. But I forgot to say that. So now it just sounds like I'm a madman.
You are.
Well, whatever. I don't know if you saw. We're not going to talk about it. Don't worry. I'm just going to mention it. Because it's weird if I ignore it, right? I have to at least acknowledge to you that I... Because I think if I ignore these things completely, you think this guy's doing a media podcast? He's completely uninformed. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I was not talking about this. So... I don't know if you... Do you see Minahan's tweet today?
I actually haven't, no. Oh, you're informing me too, then.
I'm not talking about it.
Okay. No, you're informing me.
Yes.
I'll ask. What did he tweet
I don't know.
About?
He tweeted out that he's been ready to come back for a week and that he's being held out. Like, they're not letting him back.
Oh.
Weird, right?
Is it, like, because of the move?
No. It can't be because... That wouldn't make any sense. But
I mean, I know, but
a lot of things don't make sense here. But no, my assumption would be, and this is not me getting into it.
We're
gonna move past it in a second. I want to show the people that I know about it.
Okay.
I would guess it's got something to do with the Red Sox. I would think maybe they want to stick to Red Sox talk, and they know Minahan wouldn't.
That's the only
thing I can think of. Otherwise, I don't know. It seems very odd. But again, I'm not talking about it. Not giving my opinions on it.
Yeah. We're just contemplating.
I'm acknowledging that I know it happened, and now I'm moving on.
So he just said that he's been ready and he can't come back.
Yeah, he said he's ready to come back, and they're not letting him.
Hmm.
Very odd.
Hmm.
But here's the thing about radio. And Opie and Anthony taught me this many years ago. That shows like that, like the Kirk and Galliano show, you'll always find out eventually. Even when they're being vague and they're like, well, we can't talk about it. Eventually, you'll find, like, Minahan will be back eventually. And then they'll tell everyone what the deal is. So you don't need me to get into it, all right? This guy on Twitter, he makes me laugh. He's one of the gearheads. A loyal gearhead.
Gearhead. I haven't heard that before.
No?
No.
Oh, well.
That could go on our t-shirts.
That's right.
Hashtag gearhead.
Hashtag gearhead. So one of the gearheads. I noticed he likes a lot of my stuff. He tweets me once in a while. And his name on Twitter is Gary Sandusky. And his picture is just Gary Tengway. And it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh every time I see it.
Wow.
And it's a shame.
That's a loyal gearhead. That is the...
one of the best gearheads.
Right.
And he doesn't have that many followers. And I wish he did. That's why I'm talking about him now. Okay. But Gary Sandusky... tweeted at me and said, like, you know, just who cares if management gets mad at you for talking about certain things, blah, blah, blah. And I would just say that the difference between me and Minahan is that when Minahan does that stuff, it provides ratings. When I do it, they're able to delete it before anyone hears it. You know what I mean? So that's why I can't break the rules. Right. That's why I'm not the bad boy of Intercom. The way I want to be. he said, don't you think Portnoy would take you back in a second? And I say, well, my friend, that may happen without that. We're talking. We'll see. Possibly. No, I don't know. It's gotten very slow. It's slowed down. It was looking good for a while. A return to Barstool. Slowing down now. Less optimistic now, but we'll see about that. Anyways, topics, baby. Enough of this nonsense. So speaking of radio greats, like myself and Kirk Minahan, Howard Stern had Sarah Silverman on the program this week. And what are we at for time? Just so when I get shit for this, I can give an exact amount of time that we talked about that.
5 minutes.
Damn it. That's a little longer than I want to.
Oh, God.
I'll round it down. I'll say we talked about it for 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Yeah. Because, you know, you got to factor
seconds.
In the intro.
Right. Okay, yeah. So definitely,
like 3 minutes
yeah,
we
yeah.
spent on.
Okay.
So Sarah Silverman was on Howard Stern this week. And obviously they had to ask her about that monster, Louis C.K. But Sarah Silverman didn't give the answer people were ready for.
Shocked us all.
Oh, my God. Can you believe she was asked a question and gave an honest opinion, not even an opinion, described an experience that she had. Can you believe it, folks? So Sarah Silverman was asked about Louis C.K. If you don't know, Louis C.K. tugs his prick in front of women from time to time. Now, all of those women, from my understanding, did give consent. But apparently that's neither here nor there. Anyways, Sarah Silverman was asked about it on the Howard Stern program and said this. We'll stop it a little bit, but
yeah.
let's get into it.
Okay.
I've known Louis forever. I'm not making excuses for him. Please don't take this that way.
Stop. Already, she's twisting herself into a pretzel. And
she's clearly so afraid to say something wrong.
Terrified.
Yeah.
So first of all, before we even get into it, you can tell she's like, Jesus Christ, I don't know what to say. She's right. Petrified, which is a little sad because I think at least early on in Sarah Silverman's career, you thought of her as like an edgy comic that didn't really care what
right.
people thought.
Doesn't hold her tongue, but
she's changed over the years. She's become very like a lot of these broads, Caitlin. A lot of your people have
my people
have turned this way. No, not really women, just more liberals in general. Have kind of dealt where they're very afraid to say anything. They don't want to offend anyone. And it's weird, and we'll get into Amy Schumer a little later.
Oh, yeah.
She's big time. She's another one like that. Oh, my God. But, yeah, Sarah Silverman already twisting herself into a pretzel before any words are out of her mouth. Mm-hmm. Yet. No, she hasn't said anything yet.
She's afraid.
And she's already defending
right.
what she hasn't said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
Okay.
But, you know, we are peers. We're equals. So, you know, when I was, you know, when we were kids, and he asked if he could masturbate in front of me.
Pause again. That's a weird... They weren't kids. I imagine they met when they were in their 20s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get what she's trying to say.
It wasn't like a funny, like...
She's trying to say that what she's doing is, like, taking herself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And being like, I was a kid, I didn't know that I'm supposed to rat him out. When in reality, she could just say, like, hey, he's my friend. I thought it was a funny thing. You know what I mean? You don't have to qualify it with, we were just kids. We were wacky kids.
Yeah.
Because you know I mean? You weren't. You're my age. You were probably
right.
about...
My age, right.
You're probably the age I am
age.
Now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you weren't...
We're not kids.
You weren't children.
Yeah. you understood
right.
what was happening. All right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So continue. Yeah, you were completely... You were an adult.
Right.
A consenting adult.
Yes.
So don't make it seem like you were, you know, I don't know.
So asked if he could masturbate in front of me. Sometimes I'd go, yeah, I want to see that.
Really?
Yeah. It was like science.
So he did masturbate in front
well,
of
me. Well, I mean, now I feel... But I feel like... You know, listen... Any one of us comics, especially people who are close to him, we can't promote a show or go on and do any press without someone bringing up Louis. So at some
right.
point, it's like, you've got to, you know, it's like, well, you spoke out about, well, I didn't speak out. I had an interview, you know, and I answered honestly because
right.
that's what I do.
Yeah.
But yeah. And
well, so you and Louis were.
But it's not analogous to the other women in this that are talking about the predicament, you know, the. What he did to them because he could offer me nothing. We were only just friends. So sometimes, yeah, I wanted to see it. It was amazing. Sure. Sometimes I'd be like, gross, no, and we'd get pizza.
I
what?
First of all, I apologize for the radio edit. That was cut for K&C, I think.
Yeah.
So they got to bleep the naughty words.
Right, right.
But yeah, so...
what?
So... Sarah Silverman got a lot of shit for this.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy to me. And I'm glad you're in the room, Caitlin, because
yeah.
usually it's just me ranting to other men.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah!
Yeah.
So at least I can say this to a girl, and they're not saying, well, what, you're just a white guy. What do you know? In my opinion, the Louis C.K. thing, the fact that he's lumped in with, and I'm amazed that Callahan does that. Callahan's a big like, well, to Louis C.K., he's a sicko. He's disgusting. And I get the, yeah, he's obviously a weird guy. But the Louis C.K. thing, when he's lumped in with guys like Harvey Weinstein and shit, it doesn't make any sense to me. Because every case that I've seen with Louis is him asking the women, they say yes to whatever degree they were comfortable with it or felt pressured,
like,
or whatever.
Manipulated or whatever into
right.
it, yeah.
They said yes, and he did it. And something like they laughed and regretted it later and things like that. And that's fine. Then you can say, like, hey, I get that having a weird effect on you. That I get. But putting this guy as a predator seems wrong to me. Like, it doesn't fit the category. Am I crazy in saying that?
No, I honestly don't know a lot about, like, his stuff in particular.
Right.
Like, I don't know why. I just never read up on it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people just assume he was, you know, locking
yeah,
people in rooms and holding the door closed.
Right. So
and
he
that
actually,
wasn't the case.
So he asked everybody or whatever before.
Yeah. And there's also stories of there were women that came out and said, Louis did this to me. Like, he said, hey, do you mind if I... I always wonder how he said it.
That's what it... Yeah, it's like, I just can't
Hey, do you mind if I... Do you in front of you? I always wonder how that comes up. But regardless.
That's why I think it's so funny that she was like, oh, like, sometimes
let's
I said no,
and
we got pizza. It's like, you just go over the, like, blow over the fact yeah. that... I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. That kind of goes to show, and maybe Sarah Silverman's experience was different, and that she even said that in there, but that goes to show he wasn't, you know, a monster about it. It was a thing he liked doing. And if the other party was willing to do it, then he would do it.
Yeah, it's like, I guess, like a little side kink,
yeah.
maybe.
But there were even stories of, so he asked women, and they were like, no, that's weird. And he was like, okay. And that was it.
Huh.
So it's a weird thing to do. But I don't know. Then do we get into every fetish every person has? You know what I mean? I don't know. Where does that end is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think the thing with Louis is, like, now people are saying he shouldn't be able to ever perform.
Huh.
And it's like, well, I don't know. Does that warrant never working again?
It makes people uncomfortable now when he makes, like, sexual jokes. You know what I mean? Because then...
Yeah.
Because the people
well,
that
the
do
thing.
Think that he's a predator, like...
Here's what Louis has to do, that. And I think he will, and I assume he would do it brilliantly, is address it and make fun of himself and criticize himself, which I assume he would do and know how to do well. And then I think that kind of gets it out there.
Right. I think that's what Sarah Silverman said in the rest of the interview, is that, like, it would help if he said something about it, like,
right.
addressed it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he hasn't talked about it at all, and I'm sure he's embarrassed, because a lot of these stories were 15 years ago.
His fetish is out in the public, like...
right. I don't get why it's our business what a guy jerks off to, or where a guy... I said this when KFC from Barstool got caught cheating on his wife, and it was headline news everywhere. And I was like, why does KFC owe us an apology for where he sticks his dick at night? Like, he owes an apology to his wife
right,
and his children and his family and all that. But why does he owe me, the Barstool reader,
right.
an explanation to his relationship with a woman? It doesn't make any sense to me. So, like, you know, what Louis did wasn't a crime. And I don't understand why he needs to serve a life sentence for it. I think people should be able to think whatever they want of him. If they think he's a monster and a piece of shit, terrific. Don't go to his shows. Don't support him. Even tell your friends, hey, don't support this guy. He's a piece of garbage. That I'm fine with. But, you know, this idea that anyone who speaks somewhat politely about the guy, like Norm McDonald got in trouble because he kind of said the thing with Louis. It's like, well, when's the guy's time up? Are you allowed to be friends with this guy? What's the deal?
Right.
And people get shit for that. And now Sarah Silverman is getting shit. And then Sarah Silverman put out an apology.
Yeah.
And the tone of that was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Sarah, you're a comedian. You were once a ballsy comedian. I think she's funny. Like, you know, I wouldn't go pay to see her stand up necessarily. But that's just because it's not for me, personally. But she's fun. She's obviously, you can't deny she's funny.
Right.
You're a funny girl. Just go make it funny. Don't twist yourself into a pretzel trying to apologize before you even say anything. Like, that's the real problem, is that if all the people that defended Louis said, like, hey, that's just my opinion on it, go fuck yourselves, then it wouldn't be taboo to defend Louis. Luckily, no one listens to this podcast. But if they did, I would get a lot of shit for it. Because people would say, well, you're... And people would probably say I made you feel uncomfortable because I was mansplaining to you.
Mansplaining. I love that word.
Because I was mansplaining this situation to you.
Right.
Was I doing that, by the way?
No. I mean, I just... I don't really know a lot about, like I said,
right.
about him. But, like, from what you've told me so far,
From what I've talked down to you.
No, exactly. From what you've mansplained to me, it sounds like he, like, got consent from everybody. So... people are just, I guess...
That's to my knowledge, that is true.
Right.
So, and if I'm wrong, well, then fuck
Louis. And so people,
you know,
probably,
I mean?
Are like, the women that have said that, yes, they may have given consent, but they felt like pressured to, then like
right.
that's where I'm like, okay, well, maybe he should have like realized that he was like in a power
sure,
position
maybe.
Over them. But then it's just like, it's not Sarah Silverman's fault. Like, she's
the craziest.
Just friends with him. Like, I think she said that she's family friends with him. Like, I can like dislike Louis C.K., but still support her.
Well, the other thing Sarah Silverman got trashed for is when this first happened, she was doing another interview where they asked her about it. And she made a good point in there. She's like, I didn't speak out on it. People kept asking me,
right.
so I answered the question.
She was forced to talk about
it. She didn't get behind a podium and say, hey, everyone listen up. I got something to say about Louis.
Mm-hmm.
She was asked about it, and she answered. But the thing she got trashed for originally was she said, can you love people who do bad things? Or, like,
right.
love people but not support their act? It was something
yeah.
to that effect. And people, like, criticized her. And it's like, what? She's not talking about murder or
yeah.
anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, she's saying, if my friend does a weird thing and a thing that I don't even support, do I have to, like, disown him now?
Right.
Am I supposed to not be his friend anymore? Or can I say, hey, dummy, stop doing that. You're creeping people out.
Yeah, like what? That's just such a, I don't know, a sticky situation.
It is. Well,
for her,
quite literally.
Literally, like is she? I don't know. It's unfair to her for.
It is, and I don't get why she. And it, Callahan kind of annoys me when I hear it because I, people that listen to this show know I love both Kirk and Jerry. Jerry's the uncle I never had, and
Uncle Jerry.
I love Jerry Callahan. When he talks about people like Louis, when he talks about them with the same, and Minahan does this too, when they talk about him with the same repulsion, is that a word?
Yeah, sure.
To be repulsed.
Repulsive.
With the same repulsion, I'll say it's a word.
Yeah, we'll make it a word.
That they talk about a guy like Harvey Weinstein or Kevin Spacey, it's almost like they're losing context. And those are guys I would expect to look at context a lot, because that's kind of their thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it always surprises me when they rip a guy like Louis and kind of throw context away. And I, to be honest, I think Jerry does it because Louis's a liberal. That's the thing where I'm like, okay, I love Callahan, but it's like you're obviously, I think you're letting politics get in the way. And I think if that was Rush Limbaugh, then maybe he'd be more willing to look at the context of every situation. I really believe that. And it's a rare thing that I can look at Callahan and be like, what are you doing, man? Like, I heard him talking about it the other day with this kind of pompous attitude. And I'm just like, really? Like, this is where you throw context out the window completely? And it strikes me as just not liking the guy. But Minahan does it too with Louis, I notice. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that. But at least in my opinion, unless I'm missing something, it's a thing where I believe the context of that matters. I think he should have known in the situations where, like, he was above certain people in the workplace. That's one where you should know, well, maybe they'll feel pressure or whatever.
Right. That's probably some sort of workplace, like, rule that you're not supposed to even be.
But it's like, even then it's like, well, then are you never allowed to date a coworker?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? And not that this is dating, but using the term dating pretty loosely, but
right.
It's like then you're never allowed to be attracted to someone at work. That's a weird thing too. It's like just because maybe he thought they had that kind of a relationship where they could do that and it would still be a comfortable work environment, and he misread the situation. That's the thing is I don't think a lot of these times we get into it was misreading a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that's wrong. You should read the situation better. But is that a life sentence where he can never do comedy again?
Does he still do shows?
He's starting to again.
Okay.
Yeah, so we talked about before you, when Jared was still here.
Jared.
When Jared was still here ripping the company off.
Damn you, Jared.
we talked about it. He did a couple shows at the Comedy Cellar in New York and one in online. I guess he was just out here recently at Giggles in Saugus.
Giggles.
Yeah.
Sounds like a perfect place for Louis.
Yeah. And he's starting to do shows again. I don't believe he's talked about it. And I think that's because, here's my guess as to what happened. Eventually, he's going to start touring. And he's going to take everyone's phone the way like Chappelle and Joe Rogan do. You got to put your phone in like a little box that unlocks when the show's done. Yeah.
Yep.
Because he doesn't want to leave any chance to it getting out there out of context or whatever. Again, context, folks, very important. And then when he'll release a special where that's the first thing he talks about, I would assume. That'd be my guess. So far, I've called the Louis situation 100% right. I said he's going to take some time off, probably less than a year. It was 9 months.
Wow.
I said he's going to start doing, like, he's going to show up at the Comedy Cellar, which he did, small shows like that. He'll start out doing, you know, 10, 15 minutes. I think he did 20 the first time he was out.
Wow, my. Are you his agent?
I should be. Get me the hell out of here. and then eventually he's going to start touring. And what he's going to do is probably either before he starts officially touring again, probably before he starts touring again, because he's going to need ticket sales. He's going to do either like Mark Maron's podcast or Joe Rogan or maybe Jim Norton's show, something like that. And then either Howard Stern or 60 Minutes. Somewhere he thinks he'll get like a fair shake where it reaches a wide audience and kind of give a tell-all, and I'm sure he'll apologize and things like that. And then I think he'll start touring and then put out a special. That's my guess.
So there aren't any like legal stuff. There's nothing legal against him right now.
No. There was no crime. He didn't commit a
crime. I don't know. Remember, I haven't read anything about
God damn it, Caitlin.
I don't know what's happening.
Let me wag my finger at you again. I don't chew my cabbage twice.
Sorry.
I'm not going to repeat myself.
Louis C.K. isn't someone I follow all the time.
Yes. Well, did you feel safe during that segment, Caitlin? Because I'd hate to.
Oh, yeah. I feel more
I'd hate
informed.
To make you feel uncomfortable.
I learned.
Good, because I'm going to trash another broad. And that would be Amy Schumer. Oh, God. Am I sick of Amy Schumer? I'm more sick of Amy Schumer than I am Louis C.K. Call me crazy. But I just am. So Amy Schumer put out a post on Instagram saying,
she said a lot.
Let's read it.
She said a lot. So, you can stop me at any time.
Okay.
But little Amy over here, she posted, Friday thought, I wonder why more white players aren't kneeling. Once you witness.
You don't wonder that, Amy. You don't watch football.
Just a Friday thought. But, okay. Once you witness the truly deep inequality.
I'm just wondering this.
And endless racism people of color face in our country, not to mention the police brutality and murders. Why not kneel next to your brothers? Otherwise.
But why not? I love the tone of this. Hey, I'm just having fun. I'm just a wacky comedian.
Am I doing it right or should I be angry?
However you want.
Okay. Where was I? Otherwise, how are you not complicit? I think it would be cool if Maroon 5 backed out of Super
Bowl. Again, that tone. Like, you know, I think it would just be cool.
It would be rad if
I think it'd
dropped.
Be cool if Maroon 5 just, you know, passed up on the chance to sell out an entire tour because that's the benefit of playing the Super Bowl.
Right, like right
That'd
when
be
Maroon
cool.
5
I'm just going to tell people, because I'm so much, Amy Schumer's about 50 times bigger than Maroon 5. I'm just going to tell them how to run their career.
Oh, God.
I'm going to tell them to lose out on money.
No, and like this is probably the perfect time for Maroon 5 to be the Super Bowl performer.
Of course.
Because like they're kind of like slowing down a little, not like slowing down, but like their music.
Now I'm
like,
sure the American public would love if Maroon 5 took Amy's advice,
right?
And then have to see him at the Super Bowl.
Oh God! All right,
I apologize.
No, we're good. Don't get me on my Maroon 5 rant. But okay, I think it would be cool if Maroon 5 backed out of the Super Bowl like Rihanna did. I personally told my reps I wouldn't do a Super Bowl commercial this year. I know it must sound like a privilege-ass sacrifice, but it's all I got.
All you got? That's all you got, Amy? You have millions and millions of dollars. You have a tremendous platform. You have a podcast. You have stand-up. You do movies. You do radio interviews and TV interviews. All you have is to not take extra money to do Super Bowl commercials.
How kind.
That's all I got, folks. Me, just poor old Amy Schumer.
Oh, God. All right.
Sorry. Continue.
No, I'm just getting lost in this paragraph of a Friday thought. All right. We got...
A Friday thought. Here's 9 pages.
Friday thought. Okay. Okay. The sacrifice is all I got. Okay. Hitting the NFL with the advertisers is the only way to really hurt them. I know opposing
the
NFL is like opposing the NRA. Very tough, but don't you want to be proud of how you're living? Stand up for your brothers and sisters of color. And the hottest thing a guy can do is get down on one knee. Not to propose, but to reject the treatment of his teammates by this country. Anyone who says it's disrespectful to our military, please read up on the fact that a lot of veterans are proud of what Colin Kaepernick is doing and fully support him. What are your thoughts? At Mike Geary.
At Blind Mike Geary on Instagram.
At Blind
Mike. Get it right, Kate.
Sorry, who?
This will seem like a big leap.
Okay.
But this is why Hillary Clinton lost the election.
Oh, God.
Genuinely, like, because of people like Amy Schumer and, what's her name? God damn it. The girl from Girls. Lena Dunham.
Oh.
Lena Dunham. Lena Dunham. Because of people like that who just talk down to you. Like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if, wouldn't it be nautical? Nautical is not the word I was looking for.
Nautical?
Radical is what I was
pretty
trying
sure
to think
nautical
of.
Nautical. Wouldn't it be water? Boat themed?
Hey, wouldn't it be like the Navy? If
wouldn't it be, I don't know, cruise ship?
Wouldn't it be rad if you just backed out of your job to support this cause I want to talk about for a minute and we'll never think about again? So this post... So I'll stay on the election thing, because, and obviously that's not totally why Hillary Clinton lost, but I remember that whole time it was celebrities like Amy Schumer and Lena Dunham being like, what idiots, you know, just do the right thing and vote for Hillary. Like, hey, you morons, come on. And it's like, hey, I think most of the country, particularly the middle of the country, was like, hey, how about you stop fucking talking to us like that? Could you, for 5 seconds? Could you, like, actually, we're actual people?
Hall monitor. No, I'm just
kidding. For really, though. Yeah, that's what they are. But yeah, Amy Schumer, I was an Amy Schumer fan when I was a young man. A kid.
Back
when I was just a
kid.
Boy, as Sarah Silverman would say. I liked Amy Schumer a lot. She would go on, I remember, like, the first place I ever heard her was on Opie and Anthony with Jim Norton. And she was very funny there. And then I started watching her stand-up. And I thought it was pretty good. And I thought the first couple seasons of her show were very funny. And then she became crazy famous. And her movie, Trainwreck, was funny.
Yeah, I like Trainwreck.
It was fun. Like, it wasn't my favorite movie ever, but it was good. It was decent. Amy Schumer was funny. And I think is funny.
Was funny.
Is funny still.
Is funny? Okay, good.
But chooses not to be anymore. And I defended her when, 200 people walked out of her show. Like, she was doing an arena, so there was probably, 10,000 people there.
Right.
And I guess, 200 people walked out because she started talking about Trump. And I defended her, and I was like, hey, like, you know, she's a comedian. I'm sure she's going to make it funny, whatever. Like, just sit down and listen to it, you babies. Then what I realized over time is those people were right because she wasn't making it funny. She seemed to think now, because she got famous, that she has some responsibility. And I imagine it is somewhat difficult. And I'm not even being ironic here. I imagine it is difficult to get that crazy famous that quickly. It's a lot to adjust to and all that.
Yeah.
So it's not even totally her fault. But to just look at it and think, well, now I need to be a social activist. She got famous by making sexist jokes, racist jokes, and, you know, I use these terms loosely.
Right.
But jokes about sex and race and
right.
all that. You know, dirty jokes. That's what she got famous for. And then when she got famous, she thought, well, I can't do this anymore. And then when people called her out, like, hey, you used to do this edgy material. She said, well, that was a character I was doing. That wasn't really me. And it's like, really? Because still when you do interviews with, like, Jim Norton or Colin Quinn or people you were friends back then, you act like, hey, I'm still the same girl.
Right.
Same old Amy. But you just said that was a character that you never really were. So which is it? Are you this edgy girl that you are when you're around comics still? Or are you the person you try to be when you're around Lena Dunham and Jennifer Lawrence?
I love Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, who doesn't?
Side note.
America's sweetheart. Come on. Who doesn't love J-Law?
Sorry, interrupted your rant.
Don't get me started on Jennifer Lawrence. But yeah, Amy Schumer feels like she has this responsibility. And now it's become talking down to us. And there's even a thing where, like, she bumped a comedian in New York a few months ago and kind of, like, ruined his entire show. But like, she big-dicked him. She was like, hey, I'm Amy Schumer. Get off the stage.
Oh, that's rude.
It was rude, and it was a weird thing to do. And then the comedian that she bumped was, you know, that was kind of a big deal for him. It was like his first headlining gig, and she bumped him off stage, and he did like a podcast about it, and he even made himself the idiot in the situation. He's like, I don't know why I let her do that, blah, blah, blah. So she like DM'd him the next day and was like, hey, could you take that podcast down or at least edit it? And was like, it was a very condescending tone, like, you know, thanks, honey, and stuff like that. It's like, hey, just be real for 5 minutes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it would come off a lot better if you were just Amy Schumer.
Like, she's almost like losing the original fans that she had because...
It's like they say, I used this analogy a few weeks ago. You're probably too young.
Oh, boy.
To know who Andrew
Dice... I'm a kid.
To know who Andrew Dice Clay is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Of course you don't.
Awkward.
But he's a comedian that kind of like became his character. Like, now that's the guy. And Amy Schumer did like the other way, where she became the person she wanted to be in the media. And now it's like the onstage person is almost a character. And even when South Park did like an episode or a couple episodes about Amy Schumer, and like it was Cartman was becoming like a feminist because he has a girlfriend now who's like very liberal. So he was trying to impress her. And he's like, I think Amy Schumer's so funny. I love when she says, my vagina. And at the time I was like, that's really reducing what I think Amy Schumer actually is funny.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like reducing her comedy to make it seem like she just talks about her vagina. And then I watched her next special, and it was almost like she was trying to prove the South Park guys right. The first five jokes were my vagina, my vagina, my vagina.
Do you think that she like watched the South Park thing?
No. I mean, she might have seen it, but there's no way she did it because of that.
Oh, okay.
Because it wasn't cute.
It wasn't.
You know, it wasn't obvious that that's what she was doing. Like, okay. It was like, wow, you've become a parody of yourself now.
Right.
And it was a little sad to watch. As a guy who liked Amy Schumer, it was kind of embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
It really was. And so here's my thought on this whole Super Bowl thing, is it seems like Amy Schumer wasn't offered any Super Bowl commercials.
That's what
I'm
wondering.
Am I the only one that got that vibe?
I would think that if she was offered a Super Bowl commercial, that she would be like, oh, like, wasn't she just arrested for protesting something?
I missed that one.
God, now I'm blanking. But I think she was literally in, there was like women's rights protests.
Just standing
or something,
up for the ladies.
And she was arrested for it. So I'm like, so you're doing all of this like activism stuff. Like, I don't have a problem with that. Like, go you. Like, she's using her spotlight for whatever. But then it's like, wouldn't you want to be in a Super Bowl commercial? Like, wouldn't you want to like,
or do the right one. Do one for whatever cause.
Exactly.
Whatever,
like, wouldn't you
know? You
want to be like, okay, like, I'll work with you guys, whoever is trying. I'm trying to think, like, maybe like Doritos or,
yeah,
I don't know. It's probably not big enough for like Pepsi or something.
I don't know if Doritos is doing any
bigger. I'm trying to think of something smaller.
I know what you mean,
beer. I don't know. But she could make it. She could be like, oh, I turned them down because they wouldn't let me make
it.
You know what I mean?
It seems like they didn't offer her a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah,
that's really what it seems like. Because Amy Schumer hasn't been in a commercial in years. She was doing those Bud Light commercials.
Right.
And then just kind of out of nowhere. So either she stopped, and because of that, here's my thought. She may have stopped doing the Bud Light commercials because they're a sponsor of the NFL. And maybe and that's a good thing. Hey, like if you don't support what the NFL is doing, which I can argue with you all day, but if that's what you think, then
right,
good for you.
Right.
So maybe she stopped doing the Bud Light commercials because they're a sponsor of the NFL and she doesn't want to support the NFL.
Okay.
And then that was about, what, at least a year ago, maybe two. And so maybe she wasn't getting patted on the back for it. So now she has to announce,
right, that's,
hey, I'm not doing a Super Bowl commercial.
Right. She had to make
it. It's like,
it,
hey,
like,
you could have not told us. You could have just not done it. And then maybe eventually it would come up and you'd be like, yeah, you know what? Because fuck the NFL. And then people would support you. But this just seems very pandering and insulting.
Like trying to ask Maroon 5 to.
Well, that's the other thing, is telling people how to run their career.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, you have no idea if Maroon 5 is going to stand up there and like make some political statement when they're on stage. You know what I mean?
I doubt they would.
Right. But like, you have no idea. Like,
right. Like, who are you to tell them? Maroon 5, I would say, is less successful than Amy Schumer.
You think so?
Would you say so?
I don't know.
You know
now
more
I want,
about music.
Now I want to Google their like
their net worth.
Is net worth enough for you to determine
yeah.
success?
Yeah, okay. Google Amy Schumer's net worth and Adam Levine's net worth. But I would guess that at least the band, the other band members, if not Adam Levine, the other band members are certainly less successful than Amy Schumer. So they might need this. Not need is a strong word. Need is a strong word because I'm sure they're doing fine financially.
You are so wrong. This
really?
Makes me, okay, so Adam okay, I'll start with Amy Schumer's
net
worth. Okay. Amy Schumer's net worth is $16 million.
No, right? It's got to be more than that.
No.
It's got to be way more than that.
I'm on celebrity net worth. Isn't that like the go-to net worth?
Yes, it is, but that's...
Okay, so $16 million.
They're wrong. They're wrong.
No way. Adam Levine...
I bet she makes $60 million a year.
Okay, well, I don't know. However they calculate it, isn't that like how...
No. All right, what's Adam Levine?
Adam Levine's $90
million. I bet Amy Schumer's over 90.
Calculated by the same website.
I like that I asked you to do this, and then when you did it, I was like, that's incorrect. The thing thing I told you to search, that's not
that's
useful.
That's probably me just searching it wrong, right?
Yeah, typical woman. That if Amy Schumer is really only worth $16 million, that would shock me. Just because I'm thinking of what she makes for stand-up. Like, she does arenas for stand-up.
Yeah, but Maroon 5 does arenas.
Do they?
Yeah, for, like, they do.
And Adam Levine's on, he's on The Voice,
he's
right?
He's on The Voice.
So
like,
probably, okay.
I'm pretty sure, no, he did, I think he acts, too. Like, he did.
Folks, send us your thoughts. Add blindmike _ on Twitter.
This debate could go
Tell
on,
me yeah. if I am right or the internet is right.
Adam Levine's definitely bigger than Amy Schumer. I wasn't going to correct you before, but...
All right, fine. But
which is why it makes it more funny that she's like being like, oh,
telling them
Maroon
how to run their
5
career.
Step down.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll adjust my argument and say, how dare you speak up to Adam Levine?
I'm still mad.
No, but just in general, telling anyone else how to run their career, bigger or smaller, just being like, and I'll still argue that Maroon 5 is smaller than Amy Schumer, but...
In Mike's world.
At least in my world. Physically... She's much bigger.
Oh, God.
But she, just talking to people like that. Hey, wouldn't it be cool? Like, that would be like, hey, you're doing work for like Dale and Keith, right?
Yes.
I've given my opinions about that show. If I was just like, hey, Caitlin, wouldn't it be cool if you just, you know, quit your job? Wouldn't that be awesome just to support the thing that I like?
Just support what you like.
You know, yeah. Wouldn't that be cool for you to just not make money anymore just because I think that's what you should do? Like that, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Who the fuck am I to say that?
Right.
So,
like, is she gonna like support? Is she gonna like pay them
right.
what they'd be missing from?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, of course not. And the idea of like, hey, you know, it seems like a privileged thing, but hey, it's all I got. It's like, no, that's not all you got. You have a giant platform. Look at what that Instagram post generated. They're talking about it here on Trash Talk.
Exactly.
So yeah, Amy Schumer. Like, I wish she just got back to comedy. It'd be nice. All I'm saying is, it would be nice if Amy Schumer was a comedian again. And that goes for a lot of people. Jim Jefferies is a guy I'm a big fan of, and I'm even starting to get that way about him, where it's like, you don't have to make your thing politics. Just be who you were. You were a dirty comic. That's fine. That's how you got famous. People love that. You don't have to also be a social activist.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe it's not for you. And maybe she just really loves it, and who am I to tell her? But it doesn't seem like it's her. It seems like she's changed a lot from what she was. But what do we have for time? Because should we even get
38.
Into this Francesa? Yeah, you know what? I'll skip the Francesa. Or I'll make it quick. Mike Francesa. That dope Mike Francesa. So you don't know who Mike... You don't really know much about Mike Francesa, right?
His name is really confusing
yeah.
to me. No, I mean, I...
He's the... It's confusing
is
to
it,
say.
Is it Fresca?
Francesa.
Is it Francesca? It's Fresca. Francesa.
He's the king.
Call him Mike.
He's the king
Mike.
Of New York radio. Mike and the Mad Dog.
I know that he made an app and promoted
sure
the crap out of his app.
Oh, yes.
And then it didn't work for a bunch of games
no.
or something, and people got upset. Do you have to pay to use the app? You have to pay, right?
Guess. So I'll explain to you what it is.
Okay.
And then
mansplain!
I'll have you guess.
Okay.
I'll have you guess how much it is.
Okay.
And keep in mind, Netflix is like $10 a month, right?
Okay.
Is that about what
yeah,
Netflix
yeah.
is?
Yeah, I think so.
So just keep that in mind as a figure.
Oh boy.
It's essentially, Mike Francesa does, he works for Entercom. He does a show on WFAN
yes.
in New York.
Right.
And that's on 4 hours a day.
What?
So you get a guy that does free radio 4 hours a day that you listen to. Now, if you're a fan of his, you can get his app, and subscribe to it, and pay for it. And it is sometimes he does commentary after games, and you have the entire archives. So if you want to hear what Mike Francesa was talking about on April 19th, 2008, you can get that.
Can you get, like, so he puts his, like, radio...
His radio shows are on
the app.
Yeah.
But can't you also get that on the web, like their website?
I'm guessing
probably.
They take it down. They take it down. Okay. Like, so every other show, I'm guessing it's like KNC here, where you can get it on, like right after the show, it's up online. I'm guessing Francesa's is not. That would be my guess.
Okay.
And that's it. And so, like, sometimes he does commentary after games and stuff on the side. How much would you think that's worth?
Just paying for stuff that you missed on.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And mind you, I used the Netflix comparison.
Right, right. Now, so that makes me want to guess, like, it's higher than it should be, I'm assuming. Is it over a dollar?
I'm glad. What? I was worried you were going to guess, like, way too high. I'm glad you guessed a dollar.
I mean, like,
$9.99 a month.
What? $10 a month.
I'm sorry, $8.99. So $9 a month.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, the cheapest person, too, so when I was like, oh, like, a dollar, like, I wouldn't pay a dollar for...
It's $9 a month. Essentially the same price you pay for every show on the planet.
Wow.
So, yeah, $9 a month, and Mike Francesa admitted the other day, it might not be work. It might not be worth the $9 a month, and he goes, we might have to work something out. What I'm guessing that means is they're probably going to get rid of the app.
Is it his app, or does, like, Entercom own it?
It's his.
So he, like, whatever his...
Yeah.
Like, he...
It's a weird situation, and he's going through contract negotiations right now, and that's why he was like, this might not be working, because Entercom was like, well, no, we're not going
to... Yeah.
I don't defend Entercom a lot. I'm going to today.
Oh, mark this day.
Because they have not buckled. And they're saying, no, you idiot. We're not paying you extra for this app because nobody wants it. In fact, we're going to pay you less because you're putting out other content that doesn't belong to us. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So Francesa has finally sort of admitted failure. And maybe we'll get more into that next week because I think there's more coming with WFAN. I guess the MSG network is now attacking Entercom because of something that Maggie Gray said on WFAN. It's a whole thing.
Wow.
So I'd like to get into it when there's a little more time.
Okay.
So we'll get into that next week. This week had nothing to do with what we usually talk about, pretty much.
Lots of outside politics, and that's okay, you know?
I brought Caitlin in purely so I could criticize women. And you've done a great job in allowing me to do that.
Why, thank you.
So yeah, you know, if you like the show, subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If you think I deserve to be on air, tell the likes of Joe Zarbano and Chris Curtis. And someone is calling me, so that means I should go. @BlindMike_ on Twitter. And goodbye, folks.
You've been listening to Trash Talk with Blind Mike. Hear it again on WEEI.com, iTunes, and the Radio.com app. Tune in next week for another edition of Trash Talk, a presentation of WEEI.com.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.